Hello and welcome to The Transforming Word, a presentation of Calvary Chapel of Lima, Ohio. Our teacher, Dr. Mike Spalding, is studying through the entire Bible. We will be looking at the impact the Bible has had on Christians in the past and how it can change our lives today. Now let's go with Pastor Mike and let the Word transform our hearts.
You can run and run from God, right? And be a believer. You can, now, I'm of the opinion, you may hold a different opinion, but I'm of the opinion that God will let you run so far. And each of us, my experience has been, as I've lived my life and watched other people live their Christian life, is that we all have different lengths of rope that God, because He'll let some people just run off and they're a mess. They're in the world. They've picked up the habits they used to have. And we think, was that person ever saved at all? And then other people, man, they can't step outside of, like, right here. And God's yanking them. You know what I'm saying? Oh, God, don't let me wonder. You know your heart's in the right place when your heart cries out to God and says, Lord, I don't want to wander from your side ever, not even a step. Don't let me wander from your commandments. Constrain me with your love. Your word I have treasured in my heart. And here's why. Because it's a safeguard against sin. Reminds me of that illustration, the angel and the devil on the shoulders. When you have the word of God in you, and by the way, how does that come about anyway? Because I've known Christians that they've been a Christian 5, 10, 15 years, and they're really still basically illiterate. They don't have this. They don't have a recall. They don't have a comprehension. They don't really understand what the Bible's talking about. Well, how does that happen? Well, I think you already know the answer to that, right? They don't spend any time in the Word. It's like anything else. You're not going to know it, and especially when it comes to the Scriptures. God says that we will find Him, we will know Him more as we're in this book. That He will draw us closer, that He'll open our eyes to more understanding as we're in the Scriptures. God speaks to us through His Word. Prime example, and I've heard this 100 times if I've heard it once, and I know you probably have too. You've probably experienced this. In your reading or your studying, you'll come across something and all of a sudden, and you've read this 100 times, but all of a sudden, that one day you're reading it, it's like right in the middle of this verse, these words are bold and they just leap off the page at you and they just hit you square between the eyes with a meaning like, how's come I didn't see that before? God's timing. And isn't it remarkable when He does that? It's exactly what you needed to hear. Treasure God's word in your heart. You are able to treasure something because you possess it, and you're only able to possess it in this context when you study it, when you meditate on it, when you chew on it, when you think about it. The Word says, think about it when you rise up and when you go to bed and all the time in between. Now, I know we're busy. Everybody's busy. I've got responsibilities at work just like many of you do. But you know what? I find and have found, it's been my experience over the years, that God still breaks into that focus on work and the task at hand and all of that and reminds me that I belong to Him. And He does that throughout the day. And you can still, I call them arrow prayers. You know, you got a chance just to pull one out of the quiver and whoo, send up a praise real quick. You may not have 5 or 10 minutes because you're doing something, or you need to keep, you know, eyes and mind on task because you don't want to miss that nail. But you've got time to send up an arrow prayer. Thanks, God, for breaking in to my focus and concentration and reminding me that you love me. That you're right here on the work site with me. You're right here with me as I'm doing this or waiting on this person. We're able to treasure God's word in our heart when we meditate on it. That's the point. And when we have it treasured, when we possess his word, it is a safeguard against sin. How so? Well, you know this by experience, don't you? When you have the word of God abiding in you, when you've spent time in the Word and the enemy comes against you, what's the first thing that happens? Doesn't the Holy Spirit well up inside of you and out comes some Scripture? The shield. Out comes the Word. The Holy Spirit brings back to our memory exactly what we need at the moment that we need it. And when we experience that, verse 12, we give blessing and glory to God. Blessed are you, O Lord. He says, give me more. Teach me your statutes. Give me more. With my lips I have told of all the ordinances of your mouth. What is that? Is that not witnessing? Is that not evangelism? How many of you have ever been driving down the road and you got praise and worship music on in the car, and next thing you know, your hands are up, your eyes are closed, and you're worshiping, and all of a sudden you realize, no, I better at least keep my eyes open on the road. Anybody ever done that? I wonder what people think, because you know somebody has seen you do that. They've either been behind you, because if I see that, I know what's going on. People's hands raised up in the air. I know, hey, God bless you, brother, or God bless you, sister, because you are worshiping the same Lord, my Lord. Bless that person today up there, Lord. Make sure their eyes are open when they're driving.
At least one.
Yeah. Worshiping, it just lays you out, doesn't it? It's very humbling. All of our troubles and anxieties just kind of fade into the background, don't they? He tells us in those moments, I'm here to strengthen you for what you're facing today. He deserves our worship, but understand what he gives us in return. As we worship, we get our mind right for what's before us. We become strengthened. We become encouraged, edified. We're reminded, hey, there's not a battle that we go through. There's not a trial that we face that God's not in it with us. Now that's encouraging to me, because sometimes you can look at things that you've got to do or accomplish, or look at the trouble that you know you're going to have to deal with, and you think, God, He says, hey, I got it. And he does. So I will give him praise. Blessed are you, O Lord. Give me more. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have told of all the ordinances of your mouth. I want to testify to your goodness. I want to share Christ with other people, because I want them to have this blessedness that I have. We live in some very dangerous and dark times, don't we? It's become increasingly that way. And yet, Christ hasn't returned yet, so you know what that means? We're supposed to keep on keeping on. We're supposed to remain faithful and to continue to tell people, I don't care if they push you away 100 times. Guess what? It might be the 101st time. When God has prepared their heart to receive what it is you have to say. Now, he may tell you to move on too. I've talked about this before. You know, you're not to be anybody's doormat. You don't need to be physically or verbally assaulted by folks that you're trying to share. He may tell you to move on. But that'll be him telling you that. Other times, he wants us to persevere in a relationship and continue to share Christ. I have rejoiced, verse 14, in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. Now, there's somebody who has their mind and their heart right, huh? What he's saying here is, listen, I understand that the goodness and the mercy and the blessings of God far outweigh earthly possessions. Stuff. I understand, and I have rejoiced in this understanding. I think Paul talked about it in the New Testament this way. He says, I have learned to be content. I've learned the secret of contentment. What was this big secret, Paul? What was it that you've learned? Please share that with us. Well, what did he say? He says, whether I've got a lot or whether I've got a little, I praise the Lord. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimony. It isn't about possessions. And the church should never be a place where it's about possessions. We should always be about glorifying the Lord, giving Him praise, welcoming people in that have that same heart, welcoming people in that are searching. Lord. And I've seen Him. I've seen people that are just heartbroken. Life has just beat them down. And they've finally given up. And they're willing. Lord. Maybe this was your prayer. Lord, if you really are the Creator, if you're who the Bible says you are, then please save me from this life. I can't do this anymore. I've heard people's testimonies. That's where they're at. They came to the end of themselves, and what they learned then is that was the best place to be. Some people say after you've tried everything else, try God. Well, it's like, listen, you cannot straighten your life out on your own. But God can. Right now, we can be praying for some folks. We've got a group of guys that come fairly regular, but then I'm just going to be frank with you, and it'll be out there on the airwaves one of these days, and who knows what God might do with it, but they're just here to check the box because they're in a program that says they have to do that on Sundays, and you know, that's one of the requirements of the program they're in, and you can tell. But I also have to say that God has touched several of them. God has spoken to several of them. You can see it in their countenance. You can see it in their posture. And you can see it week by week. They're the most disinterested person when they first show up, but I've seen a transformation in several of them over time to where, and I had to refrain from, you know, hallelujah in the middle of the teaching, but they'll actually be taking notes. And before it was, you know, this or, I've rejoiced in the way of your testimonies. God is good to reach out to people, to speak to them. And that's my hope, that's my prayer. Lord, They may be here and they think they're only here because they have to be, but I know you're even greater than that. You can reach them even in the midst of that attitude. And you can show them their brokenness and their need. Because God can make it real clear, can't he? They can tune me out, but they cannot tune God out. He knows their innermost thoughts, all of their intentions and their motives. Verse 15, I will meditate on your precepts. That's God's law, God's word, God's truth, his precepts. I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. In other words, I will submit myself to your ways. Doesn't just mean I'll take them under consideration. That's not what that means. It says, I will regard your ways. I will order my life by your statutes, by your precepts. I shall delight in your statutes. I shall not forget your word. That's a wonderful place to be when you delight in his word. How many of you are at a place where you look forward to getting into the word, where you know, okay, I set aside this time, whether it's in the morning or whether it's in the evening or maybe it's the middle of the day, if you're retired or working second shift, whatever. Will you just look forward to that time when you can just sit down and take a little bit of time and just read the Word and allow God to speak to your heart? Well, guess what? God desires for all of his children to be in a place like that. If you're not there yet, keep persevering. Establish a time, whatever works best for you, establish a time and sit down with the Word. Pick a book, or better yet, allow him to pick a book for you. Lord, what book do you want me to read? What do you want to speak to me through and about? And don't do this. Don't do the because I know a lot of people that is go there. Ask the Lord, what do you want me to read, Lord? I know whatever you want me to read, you're going to speak to me through it, but and you will begin to delight in his statutes. Here's a principle. People start developing an appetite for foods that they're given constantly. And they start craving that. That's the principle that we work on here as far as the teaching time goes. Now, folks that hang around for a while and have been here for several years now, 45 minutes or an hour is nothing. And it goes quickly. Before we know it, it's like, we got to stop. We're out of time already. Now, the reason that it goes quick is because you've become accustomed to that portion size of spiritual food. You've worked up a desire for that, a craving for that. But there are others that come from other places. I've seen them. You may know them. They come in and they sit down and they're thinking in 20 minutes this is going to be over. And normally in 20 minutes I haven't even finished with the introduction. But the reason for that is because they've not been trained up in the Word. They're used to just getting, it's about a mile wide and how's the saying go? A mile wide and an inch deep. There's no depth to it. There's no meat to it. Paul talked in several places about believers like that. He said, by now you guys ought to be eating meat. You ought to be digging deep into the Word and really getting the good nourishment. But he said, you're still on milk. And what he was saying was, you're still an infant. You don't know anything about the Word. So all of those benefits will accrue to us as we spend time in the Word and praying, seeking the Lord. What will you have me to to read and study. What is it that you want me to say? We're going to continue with Psalm 119 throughout December. And, of course, at the clip we're going, we're not going to get through it before we start Jeremiah. But that's not to fear, because once we get through Revelation, we're going to start with Psalm 1 on Sunday morning. And then we'll go through them all together. And I think it's going to be a great study. I'm excited about it. I was actually literally smiling in the back sunroom when I was last night. I wanted to rush out and tell Kathy. She was in the front living room, and I thought, now I want to do some more studying. But I was so thankful, because the Psalms, brothers and sisters, Psalms of rejoicing, Psalms of joy, Psalms of thanksgiving, Psalms that just can bring tears to your eyes, how Christ is revealed to us, victory psalms, psalms that helps us to persevere in the face of adversity. Anybody ever faced any, or face any adversity lately? Yeah. What's today? Yeah. I think it's going to be good for the body to go through the Psalms, and that's, I guess that's why I'm so excited about it. And then, of course, the Proverbs. We'll do Proverbs after that, and then we'll see what the Lord wants to do after that, because it's His time, right? Well, we've got just a few moments to go. Anybody have any thoughts as we were talking about these things and going through verses 9 through 16, any thoughts that the Lord encouraged you on or about, or anything you wanted to share tonight before we close in prayer? Yep. Amen. Yes, that's right. He absolutely will. That's one of those items or prayer requests that I like to say He will answer every time in the affirmative. Every time. Lord, give me a desire in my heart to be in Your Word, to be a person that knows Your Word, a person that shares Your Word, that constantly speaks of it, every time. But I should also give the caveat, and that is that if you pray that, he will answer that, but here's what He's going to do. When you got your feet propped up in that recliner and you're just relaxing and thinking, man, I need this evening, He's going to say, join me in the Word. And if you blow Him off, He'll be back tomorrow. Same place. You got your feet kicked up and you're in your recliner. Oh, I need this rest. Come join me in the Word. See, He's going to satisfy that desire by giving you every opportunity to be in the Word. Do you really want it? Do you really want it? Because if you do, He will give that to you. And He will provide the opportunity. Sometimes we think, well, I don't have the time. Yeah, you got the time. Because guess what? He's going to remind you. You got 5 minutes now, right now. What are you doing for the next 20? Wife's doing the dishes. Why aren't you in the Word?
That's all we have time for today on The Transforming Word with Dr. Mike Spalding. If you'd like to listen to the message again, mail your request to The Transforming Word, 682 West Grand Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45801. Or you can go to our website. The address is ccloohio.org. If you like, you can email Pastor Mike. His address is pastormike@ccloohio.org. Again, if you'd like to write us, send your letter to The Transforming Word, 682 West Grand Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45801. Please include the call letters of this station when you write. If you're in the Lima, Ohio area and would like to join us as we study through the Word of God, our services are held on Sunday at 10:30 a.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 682 West Grand Avenue in Lima, Ohio. Until we meet again next time, let the Word transform your heart. The Transforming Word is an outreach ministry of Calvary Chapel of Lima, Ohio.